This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves on Eastside 89.7 with Alex Healy and Ollie Shelbourne.
Yeah, it's just us tonight, Alex. Did you have a good weekend though?
I did. I almost finished Gossip Girl.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm literally watching it like, what, 15 years later?
Yeah, that's not a new show, I was going to say. Surely it's been spoiled for you. Don't you know what's going to happen in the end?
I am really surprised that I don't know who Gossip Girl is. It's all over social media and it always has been, but I've just like stayed off anything Gossip Girl related.
So you're just binging that for the next foreseeable future. How many more episodes do you have to go?
I have 5. I know. Okay, I know.
We have a huge show on the way though, Alex, don't we?
We definitely do. Currently in production, the most expensive movie ever is being made. It's coming out this time next year. Find out next. What movie will that be?
Awesome. Well, on the other hand, heaps of Aussie TV shows have been cancelled because they're probably too expensive for our networks here in Australia. I'm going to go through the list of some of those shows, and I guarantee you there'll be some shows in there that have been cancelled that you're going to have loved and you're going to probably miss. So that's going to be coming up next. Plus, Sydney has ranked second last in a global list. We're going to tell you what list that is next.
From Sydney to Hollywood, let's get into our first song. This is Dominic Fike with Mona Lisa on Eastside.
Love is when you try to place it out your mind, but you can't turn the radio down and you can't think of anyone else. And love is when you try to make it out alive, but you can't turn the radio down and you can't think of anyone else. Look, I can see your face in the Parisian paintings, the Mona Lisa. I can hear your voice in the streets and the TV stations and the police. I can feel the strains on my wrist. I don't need these bracelets of all the things that she keeps in cages. I'm her least favorite. And she said I was about to give you all of me on all the weekends, and all I wanted was apologies and all of your bed. Over my heels, falling on my head, but all of my fears were already dead. And if I could rewind it for you, if you could remind me of what I felt before I felt for your idea of love. Love is when you try to place it out your mind, but you can't turn the radio down and you can't think of anyone else. And love is when you try to make it out alive, but you can't turn the radio down and you can't think of anyone else. Mona Lisa. Like your space and distance, yeah. You don't take admissions. They told you not to date musicians, yeah, but can't make you listen. Stick to the ones who let you make all the decisions and look the other way. And you already know what your mother say, and you already know I'm a number away. I was about to give you all of me on all the weekends, and all I wanted was apologies and all of your bed. Over my heels, falling on my head, but all of my fears were already dead. And if I could rewind it for you, if you could remind me of what I felt before I felt for your idea of love, Love is when you try to place it out your mind, but you can't turn the radio down and you can't think of anyone else. And love is when you try to make it out alive, but you can't turn the radio down and you can't think of anyone else. Mona Lisa.
Alex, I've got to go through this list. If you haven't realized the strength and power of streaming services against free-to-air TV before, then this is just the proof. There has been over 34 shows on Aussie free-to-air TV that have just been axed in a complete bloodbath.
No way.
Like, that's so many
so
shows.
So many.
Like, not many people are watching free-to-air TV anymore.
That's actually people's livelihoods lost. Like,
yeah,
that's...
lots of jobs. So I'm going to go through the list now and sing out if there's any shows that you loved or any shows that you think didn't serve the chop. We'll start off with Channel 7, mm-hmm. Big Brother, SAS Australia.
Okay, Big Brother, firstly, I understand. That show is...
Well, I mean, it had its moment back in the heyday.
100%.
And I think then they sort of tried to bring it back. SAS Australia's gone Million Dollar Island, Blow Up, Big Brother VIP, Holy Moly, Ultimate Tag, Pooch Perfect. Do you remember Pooch Perfect? It was hosted by Rebel Wilson. Yeah. And she just ran around with little dogs that she had to try and, like, give haircuts to. Very weird. Wife Swap Australia.
Oh, good. That's weird. I never watched it, but the idea.
Idea, like a wife swapping into a new family for a month.
Almost as bad as the idea of someone marrying someone at first sight.
Oh. Well, that show is like the biggest show on TV still.
How?
Channel 9 shows that have gone in the last couple of years. Millionaire Hot Seat, My Mum, Your Dad, Australian Ninja Warrior. I used to love Australian Ninja Warrior. That was good. Beauty and the Geek. A bit like doing this show. Celebrity Apprentice, Country Homes Rescue, Australia's Most Identical, which is just a show, I think, about twins. So I don't see how they had many seasons of that.
So I've never even heard of that one.
And Snack Masters as well.
Okay, these all make sense.
Are all shows you probably don't even remember. There's some good ones, though, because I'm going to get into Channel 10s now. All of The Bachelors are completely gone.
No way.
That was like, those were big shows.
That was like my schooling. Like, we would like literally come to school, watch The Bachelor that was on the night before, and we would...
So wow. The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, The Bachelors, all gone completely.
No way.
Osher Ginsberg's going to be out of a job. The Gladiators is gone as well. The Masked Singer is gone. Would I Lie to You, Australia, The Traitors, The Real Love Boat.
Whoa, this is so many. As of when have all these been
This
asked?
Has all happened in the last like couple of years. They've just been like confirmed.
Whoa.
So I'm wondering what even is on free-to-air TV these nights? If you're watching TV at night, is there anything on or is it just like a test pattern?
Okay, all I know is that like... I think it's Antique Roadshow and then the news.
That's what you're watching on free-to-air. I think the only show that hasn't been cancelled so far is The Masked Bachelor Apprentice Warrior Who's Kitchen Rules. That's like a combination of all 15.
Goodness.
Yeah, so lots of shows gone. It is sad, though, as you said, because there's a lot of people whose jobs would there be gone. But Australian TV just can't compete with Netflix, Stan, Binge, HBO. I mean, you were talking about Gossip Girl before. Obviously, that's on streaming platforms. So no one, especially our age, is really watching free-to-air TV. Are you watching free-to-air TV?
No, I'm not. But you know what's interesting? It's a new era. It's like with radio. Spotify. Now, you have this DJ X on Spotify.
Yeah.
And you, honestly, it's kind of scary. I was listening to him on the way here just to get some idea of like what he's about. And it's this AI tool. And it's this guy who has this really good voice. And he plays music that you like.
Kind of music.
I have never skipped a song listening to DJ X because he plays things you liked in the past, things that you think, musicy things that you may like, and I love it.
So a bit of Dominic Fike in there for you, he was playing?
Exactly, and he keeps his talk breaks to a very small
amount. Oh, right,
nice.
We need to take some tips from him.
So it's like, is streaming?
Is
streaming competition? Same as Spotify. Right. He's radio's competition.
Well, I mean, I feel bad. Some of those shows, I think, had their heyday. We met so many famous people from those shows as well. Like The Bachelor created so many people that are now actually in the media industry. Same as Big Brother. Like Fitzy, Chrissy Swan all came from like the original seasons of Big Brother. So it is showing that, I guess, our TV taste and appetite for free-to-air TV has definitely changed in the past couple of years, but it is sad as well. I'm coming up, though, talking about money. Even though Aussie TV is losing all its money, you say there's the most expensive movie ever to be made or something, is that right?
Yeah, it's in production right now. They've been going on for ages, and it's coming out in exactly 12 months, June 27.
Put it in your calendars.
Very exciting, and it's incredibly expensive, so we'll talk more about that.
Right now, though, Run Republic, teaming up with David Guetta. This is I Don't Want to Wait for your Monday night in Nisa.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't wanna wait. Got no reason not to celebrate it. Baby, I just don't wanna wait. Swimming in the deep blue, got me thinking about you. I'm just trying to dive right in. Wanna spend tonight like the last night of our lives, chasing all the love we can. And now, celebrate it. Baby, I just don't wanna wait tonight.
There's something about it right here. Got me seeing so clear. Rainbow colored skies ahead.
Public there, I don't want to wait for your Monday evening here on Eastside. Now, Alex, you've been teasing us about this multi-million dollar movie that they're making starring a huge A-lister. Can you fill us in?
That's right. So, major movie coming out about F1, Formula One. Woo, my favorite. Okay, love it. Brad Pitt. So, between like Brad Pitt, F1, you know it's going to be an expensive movie.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
can you guess?
Salary and wage alone for that movie
millions. It would literally be like $25 million for like his salary.
Yeah, can I guess?
Guess how much? Like,
well, they're gonna have to do lots of stunts and they're gonna need a lot of like sets and stuff because it's obviously an action movie. F1. I'm gonna go with like $250 million.
We're looking at $300 million.
Oh my god.
Wait. Well, let me see if it's, I think it's like £300 million. But it's coming out in theaters in the IMAX June 27th next year.
Pretty like exactly almost a year,
and then it'll like land on Apple TV.
And what's it about? Is it about like, so it's about the whole F1?
Yeah, no, so it's about a retired racer making a comeback and he mentors a younger driver.
Well, if that's true, that $335 million like price tag, that's gonna make it the most expensive movie, like, replacing Avatar.
Oh, without a doubt. You know what's super cool is that at the F1 Grand Prix I've seen so far, Brad Pitt has been spotted a couple times and his co-star, because they did some of the recording pre-race.
Right.
Yeah, of one of the, which is like so cool. So you'll see the current guys in the F1 right now will be starring in the movie. Hopefully Charles Leclerc will make a appearance, like an actual appearance with like a scene. Oh, imagine that. Well, if you haven't seen like Charles Leclerc, look him up right now.
Well, they're going to be hoping that this movie is a success to break even with the amount of production costs. Like if it bombs in the box office, this is going to be an expensive project.
And also it will go down in history as like a complete failure. But it won't, because right now F1 has become so popular thanks to Drive to Survive. On Netflix, talking about streaming.
Yeah, you're right. Everyone's like, the appetite for streaming is so high. It's actually probably bringing more people to the cinemas. That's crazy though. And I think as well, I read a lot of time these movies, their production cost is so big, not only because of like the filming and the actors, because of production delays. Like if they have bad weather or like an actor becomes sick and they have to like reshoot scenes or like push production back, then a lot of the time that's what actually can really raise the cost of the movies, because they sort of have to hiring these people for another month or move shooting to another country. And so all these sort of little things that you think wouldn't affect it too much can all add up and really like increase the price tag of the whole production.
Very exciting. Really looking forward to seeing the movie in IMAX June 27th next year. Ollie, you've got something for us next.
Yes, guys. Sydney has just ranked third on a huge global list. I'm going to tell you what the list is next. But right now, time for another song, Alex. What have we got?
We have got Ray and Rudimental with Regardless here on Eastside. Wake up when you're like, I hate waking up alone. Call me when you're heading home. I got things I need to say that I can't say to you over the telephone. 4 or 5 glasses all alone. Boys and girls just come and go. I haven't seen you for a minute. I don't like it, not at all. One thing that I know is as hard as I try, I can't face the thought of you not being in my life. Regardless of the tears I cry for you today, regardless of the words you sing but never say, regardless, regardless.
not at home when I'm sleeping all alone. I'm used to heaven, I'm a hold. Then I can't touch you through the phone. Even when you drink me cold, I still got your t-shirt on. Haven't seen you for a minute, no. I don't like it, not at all. One thing that I know is as hard as I try, I can't face the thought of you not being in my life. Regardless of the tears I cry for you today, regardless of the words you sing but never say, you're always in my mind somehow, whether we're up or down. Regardless, regardless, oh, so crazy. The things that you do to me, ooh, it's as if you don't rape me, baby, don't play me, this ain't no game to me, regardless of the tears I cry for you today, regardless of the words you think but never say,
right, Alex. Now, time to talk about Sydney. It is just ranked, as I said, in the top three in a global report called the Annual Housing Affordability Study. We're ranked as second last when it comes to affordable housing, only behind Hong Kong.
No, we're not. Are you serious? As in New York is cheaper than
New York
Sydney.
Is cheaper. London what? Is cheaper. LA what? Is cheaper. So we're in the top three right behind Hong Kong. In news that will surprise not many people, I mean, we all know how expensive Sydney is getting.
Yeah.
And not only Sydney, Australia as well. Melbourne is also quite high on the list, and Adelaide as well, a seventh and ninth, those two cities coming in on that list. So why is Sydney so expensive? I know we know how much like a coffee costs. We know how much filling up your car costs now. But this is also taking into account the price of housing against the median income wage for families and for couples and stuff like that.
And also because it's Sydney, we're literally a country and a continent, and there's the Sydney Harbour. Oh my God, it's so gorgeous. We have, and there's greenery. When you go to other countries, you will like see two trees. I mean, depending on where you go, and like you don't, there's no like Harbour Bridge, there's no Opera House. Sydney is so unique. And also it helps being isolated from the rest of the world. It's like 30 hours for anyone to really get to us.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm going to go through the rest of the list. So Hong Kong, number one, is the least affordable city. Sydney coming in at number two, Vancouver number three, San Jose in the US, LA in the US, Honolulu in the US, then Melbourne, San Francisco, then Adelaide, then San Diego. So like New York, London, Tokyo, Paris, they're all pretty affordable when it comes to actually living there. Even though they're major capital cities, they're not coming anywhere near this sort of like affordability listing.
I'm referring back to Gossip Girl's show where like they go through the $100 million penthouses. How the hell are we more expensive than New York? Than Manhattan, at least. That's insane. Well, and what is hard is that our generation is really, really going to struggle to buy property, buy housing.
I mean, so many people are just accepting the fact that they're probably going to have to rent for the rest of their lives.
And you know what? There's this thing I heard on the news. It was like for every one person buying a property in Sydney, two people are like moving out, going up to the Central Coast.
Yeah.
And that's where I have like so many friends who've like moved up there.
And the Central Coast has like got a pretty good lifestyle. It's by the beach, it's cheaper, there's still fun activities. Mm. You're just not living in the huge metropolis of the city.
Exactly.
But as a home, like as having moved out of home now, Alex, do you find that you are like having to deal with the cost of living in Sydney, and is it really impacting your wallet, I guess?
Oh my God, yeah. I got an email. It was from the electricity company. It was like, as of 1st of August or whatever, we're like increasing out. And I was like, I didn't even like continue reading. I was like, nah, that's it. Everything is going up.
Yeah.
Everything, electricity,
food's expensive.
Water. Except, you know what was really weird? Ages ago, we talked about my water bill, how it was like literally $550 and there's only two of us living in the apartment. So I called them and they were like, oh, sorry, that's a mistake.
Oh, and they got it wrong.
Yeah, and it went down to 150. But the thing is, I was like, I didn't pay it for a week because I was like, I got to call them. And they're like, oh, sorry. And they didn't send the updated invoice, but they were just like, oh, you can do this. So I'm scared that they're going to be like, hey, you didn't pay like 400.
Yeah.
But no, it's fine. It's crazy how like, I wonder if you think your bill's too high, I recommend calling up
and actually checking
the company.
Out to
see. Exactly. Because yeah. they might just like, I feel like they could just deliberately send you a really expensive invoice and then you just pay it without thinking.
Mm.
But if you challenge it, recommend.
That's good advice. I mean, it's crazy though. Sydney often comes in the lists of like most livable city yeah. or city with the most activities, the best places to live. But when you weigh it up against the cost of actually living here and the cost of living and the cost of, you know, renting, buying a house, food and everything, it really stacks up quite highly and not as the most affordable city, which is obviously not the best news.
Well, being like, Ollie, you being a 23, turning 24 this year, male, what are your plans for like moving out or even buying a property?
Yeah, well, I definitely think it's a smart idea to buy a property somewhere as an investment, even for now, that eventually you want to move into. Because I don't think that at the moment I'll be able to afford a nice area in Sydney with the income that I'm having. So I think I need to maybe move out soon, but hopefully maybe I can, with my help of my parents, buy an investment property that I can make money off as I go along.
100%.
Because it is good to get your foot in the property market early.
Without parents' help, I don't think anyone can really, no one our age can afford to buy a property. It's like, I know it's hard. It's really hard. But honestly, you know, there's like Centrelink out there if you're really, really struggling.
There's heaps of things. I mean, some people might not even want to buy a property, which is totally fine. You might want to just live and travel the world, have a job for 6 months, save up, go backpacking, which is awesome.
Exactly. Times have changed. It's not like school, uni, buy a house, get married, blah, blah, blah,
blah.
You
can really follow your own path.
Exactly.
Which is awesome. Coming up next, guys, we've got some scientific proof of the benefits of swearing.
As is.
It sounds crazy, but it's true.
But to take us there, here's Dua Lipa with Be The One.
I see the moon. Oh, when you're looking at the sun. Not a fool. No, you're not fooling anyone.
This news just in, Alex, swearing has a range of positive health benefits.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't wait to hear this.
You'd actually be surprised at how like legit this sounds. So a scientist study has suggested that swearing is a cathartic method of releasing frustration and actually can lead to less depression and anxiety than just being polite.
Wait, where are you hearing this from? Where are you reading this?
So this is a news article. They did a study in Pakistan, yeah. A study of 98 men, 155 women in this study. They compared how often they used bad language to self-related scores on mental health. So the people that sweared more actually had a less chance of being anxious and depressed because they use their swearing as a way to let go of frustration and anger and like a cathartic experience.
Oh, wait, I read something like that on Healthline. Wait, here. Don't watch your mouth. Swearing can actually be good for your health. Studies show cursing during physically painful events can help us better tolerate the pain. That I agree with, but also your point.
I mean, we don't want to promote potty mouths, but there's nothing better than being in a car stuck in traffic and just letting out a huge, what the, you know what I mean? Like, it's a relief. It's a nice feeling to, like, swear.
Okay.
When you're in pain or you're frustrated. Obviously, you don't want to go around calling people C words or F words.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I do understand that, you know, if you are frustrated, let out a swear word and you instantly feel better.
You know what? For the first time, yesterday, I was like, it was last week. I was coming back from work and I actually just like was just so frustrated and I actually just like yelled when I didn't make the lights and I actually felt better. I was like, whoa,
yeah.
I've never done that before. I need to do this more. And having like been, you know, driving for like over 5 years, I was like, wow, when I get frustrated, I shouldn't keep it in anymore. I should just let it out. I should be a man and just let out my anger.
Because this article also said that by suppressing or repressing your emotions, so like keeping things bottled up and in and not letting them out, that can actually really have a negative impact on your mental health and like all that kind of stuff. So it can prove to be more anxious, more depressed if you're not like having that cathartic experience of just going,
yeah.
I mean? Good save, good save.
I know, because usually I'm like, just breathe, just breathe, just breathe. But then I was just like, oh! And I was like, oh, I feel really good. I feel like a man.
Yeah, well, there you go, guys. Get all the swear words out. Let us know on our Instagram as well if you have any favorite swear words.
Maybe
that you like
don't
to use.
Send them.
Maybe with a little, like, censored version.
Seth won't be back next week either. He's in Europe.
Gonna
lucky
have to block
him
on Instagram, sick of seeing the stories.
Exactly, I know. Lucky guy traveling around while we're stuck here.
Big show tonight, though. We will see you again on Monday next week.
Yes, we will.
Have a good week, guys. Alex, go finish Gossip Girl.
Oh, 100%. I will get back to you with the updates on who is Gossip Girl. No one text our Instagram. I don't want to know.
I don't think anyone cares. We'll see you next week, guys. Thanks for listening to Alex and Ollie on Eastside. We'll see you next week. Bye. I'm dying to see you alive. So something new. Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't wanna wait, I don't wanna wait, I don't wanna wait. Got no reason not to celebrate, baby. I just don't wanna wait. Tonight's the weekend. I don't wanna wait, I don't wanna wait, I don't wanna wait. Got no reason not to celebrate, baby. I just don't wanna wait. Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't wanna wait, I don't wanna wait, I don't wanna wait. Got no reason not to celebrate, baby. I just don't wanna wait.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.